Somba de yang kartin bo. Nyo mong ba te, nyo mong rango ma hi ba, denbar hi no, teni tung su ba labre. Nyo mong rango hi te, nyo mong ke ne lo ki, nyo mong rango hi no, teni hing ta me yi tse na, hing ta pa me yi tse na, jen tu ma re. Te hi no, ching wa ma ba yi ku. Nyo mong jin ching wa ma ba la ngi hi ku. Ma la ngo hi no, nyo mong ke ching wa yi ma, ten ra wale.
This song, The Eight Kinds of Confidence, contains many profound instructions. And one of them we can look at now is the verse in which Mahārāja sings, "The kleshas are the waves of an ocean of poison. But like a fire burning a rope tying up some wood, you need confidence these kleshas do not really bind you. Where chumpa, you have this certainty." When one does not recognize their true nature, then the kleshas, the disturbing states of mind, are like waves of an ocean of poison. But when you do recognize their true nature, then that knowledge, that recognition, is like a fire that burns the rope that's tying up wood. When the rope that binds wood burns, then the wood is free, the wood just falls naturally. And similarly, when you know the pleasure's true nature, they cannot bind you. They're that rope, like that rope that's burning up. They don't cause any problem. And so we need this confidence that these pleasures do not really bind us, which we get by recognizing their true nature.
Nyomunge. Nyomunge. Nelo matoba, susu chevo, nyumungin chingwan jude, nelo la mungbase, malang ngoma hiba, malang ngoma hibe, nyumungin, dang, tungchu balabin, yeah.
Ordinary sentient beings who do not recognize the kleshas abiding reality are bound by them, are bound in samsara, because they are ignorant about the true nature of reality. They are like the experience of one who dreams of experiencing kleshas and doesn't know that one is dreaming. And in that situation, the kleshas are like waves of poison.
Nyumunge nelo topa chuchin chimwar minute mala ngohiba yindang shingta meye chikwayi.
Nature of the kleshas cannot be bound by them. It is impossible that the kleshas would bind such an individual, because that individual's experience is like the experience of someone in a dream who knows that they are dreaming. And that experience is like fire that burns rope tying up wood.
Dodo na nyumonge chengwa dang minchen ba de.
In short, the difference between whether one is bound by the disturbing states of mind or not is the difference between whether one recognizes their true nature or not.
因为差劲多的,差劲过的应听的.
Please, again, put this in power.
买不了一起个事的,他
You need confidence these kleshas do not really bind you, Mahārāja sings. First, you need to gain confidence that if you know their true nature, they will not bind you. And then you need to gain confidence in what that true nature is. So both of those.
This verse
is important.
Laparto dorje te gulolo karchen.
Especially in the laundry.
Nebaran yi tamjen che, jekyan mudun chebe na, chime doble yi chigu, lola ngihi chuta rechon bate tamade rebe. Tamade karchen bore. Nebarto kunzol to, orang chigre, yin chigre, tamjen chigre. Jekyan mudoba chigre. Jekyan mudoba chanayang, chime doble yi chigu, Chibate kunzom namto kunzom namto trungun chibare mato nelo la chawa mabare. Chimi doble yichiku. Don tambar. Chimi doble yichiku. Jimse kare. Don tambar chawa madubre. Hiram yang bole. Marepa me, marepa sepa me. Gahi me, gahi sepa part of me do somber. Marepa mebesena, marepa seba yama. Gaki mebesena, gaki seba yama. Tisena, the ne ton tamper cheva mebare. Cheva mebala, ton tamper cheva mebesena, Jimmy drop to gray. Jimmy drop the itchy. Rangul and Jimmy drop to gray.
You and all other sentient beings will definitely die, for not a single one does death leave behind. You need confidence through practice you can become immortal. Rachumpa, do you have this certainty? First, Bhurava sings that you and everybody else are certain to die. There's no doubt about it. That's the relative reality. That's just how it is. But that's only apparent reality. You need confidence through practice you can become immortal. Since everybody's going to die for sure, then what to do about it? Realize that in genuine reality, there is no death. You can become immortal, Milarepa sings, because in genuine reality there's no such thing as death, and you can realize that. It is as the Buddha taught in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra. There is no aging and death, nor any ending of aging. There is no ignorance, nor any ending of ignorance, there's no aging and death, nor any ending of aging and death, and nothing in between. This is what the Buddha taught about death. It doesn't really exist. So we need to realize that. And when we do, then we can, in our own practice, achieve immortality. By realizing that in genuine reality there is no death, then you don't die from your own perspective. From the perspective of others, you might appear to die, but not from the perspective of your own realization. Death doesn't actually exist. That's what it means to achieve immortality, to realize that in genuine reality, there's no death.
Namdo drupa ngon chava yute malanji chava yin malangoma yipa chava yin.
From the perspective of confused thoughts, death exists. And this death is like dying in a dream, when you don't know you're dreaming.
Dun 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 chava mede. Nam dong oi, malang oi chava yin.
In genuine reality, there is no death. This is like dying in a dream when you know you're dreaming.
Ton tambara, ne long tatola, chava yoba da meba.
And the ultimate nature of death is that it is beyond existence and non-existence both. It's beyond all conceptual fabrication.
This is the name of the Buddha. The name of the Buddha is the name of the Buddha. nelong tado len cheba ye me ji triba cheba cheba la ni hiko.
Therefore, what you need is certainty that death will definitely occur in terms of relative reality. That death does not exist in genuine reality. And that death's ultimate nature is beyond the concepts of existence and non-existence both.
Then I also Amala chi yurisan jiba zokudu mato ngane jeba hi maso nyo maso. Tena yi heba ya, heba la ngondo sopa kazo ngan hikirisan mato, sambara mato, ngane heba rangi, heba rangi hikimari. Jehi rangi hikimari. Rangi jehi rangi ma hiba te, ngane jehi ma hiba tari.
We can infer that we are born from our mother. We infer that, but we never actually experienced it ourselves. And similarly, when we're about to die, we can think, I'm going to die. But death is something we never experience, actually. And the fact that you never experience birth or death is proof that birth and death don't actually happen.
Tene te yin de geba yin kadu gezo agumdo, te ne lo la geba me betare.
It's like getting old. When did you get old? You can't say. That shows that getting old doesn't actually occur.
Tene ngan rawa yin na tanda go karbo re, gendo samudo yin na kadu gezo agumdo.
I take myself as an example. When I look at myself in the mirror, I see all this white hair. I think I'm old now, but when exactly that happened, I don't know.
Kichik rere la kande se geso ha
kong. How did I get old instant by instant? I don't know.
Tela tende hiram nyingbo la gahe mi gahe sepe pardaya me to sombala.
That's why the Buddha taught in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra there is no aging and death, nor any ending of aging. There is an appearance of aging and death. This appearance is like a dream.
And did you get the ching tong tong? Gashim me ba, heba me ba, le ni hi go. Yi shi go.
Let's sing this verse about how we need to have confidence that there is no such thing as aging and death in genuine reality. You and all others.
Jesus, never song and your best soul, he saw us.
The expanded explanation of pure being starts on page 113. And everyone who doesn't have a book should write down the root verse. This, I will explain to you a few points, important points, from the expanded explanation of pure being. And the introductory verse reads, through introducing traits,
Yogi Junila, Yoba Lana Mebad, Tsenye Kundo Nebad, Nebaranjida Ribad, Jiso Tendan Tedan, Never Son Lanjo Bezo. Yeah, I tell you. Deva, Don Number Drugi, Junila Yoba Lana Mebad. Kansa kanke ke ton chobo te kong to chö na shi na niki te na nam zang ke chö malupa de la to katsik me ba kong to chö paran jo va ti se shi paran jo va ti se ro chö te kanke na chö namba chö te kanke na Chuni chuni jen chini khibar sabata chuni khibe chunsa men khibere da ten chen men da bi ye chini khibar sabata chuni te jebe ne sam yana chuni ji ye kan yin ba khibata jeba yana chuni te chuni te me ba kan la Kondo nebe yedang, kanga neba dang. Chuni te nebaran jeba, yolan dang. Chuni je tonglam, wan sum to rikba, tonglam dang. Lariyang, tonglam to chuni wan sum to tongne, teni lingjik zamayin ba yangni yangso jisi tenba gomlan dang. Chuni te dani to never sumbam. Chuni te dani on to chote. Depe trama mapa never sumbam. Yonso tropa and tar simba lanjo bata. Toki so, to number two. Yeah. Number two, chuni joba lana mapa. Tsenye kundo neba, nebaran jidan rikba, jizu tindan tindan, nyevar son la jo bezo ya.
Together,
through introduce. Te kankena, kondo, ndoro dute, ndoro dute tembe kap, kapsa te yinyi, zungzin lindeba, jyuzadan, jyuzi lind, Tawar temba, jetawa yendo, hibra sao.
And then we get the expanded explanation of these six, first about the defining characteristics. Near the root verse says, the defining traits in brief are just as they are, which means just as they have been explained in the brief explanation. And the explanation of that is, if one is seeking to know the defining traits of pure being, the state of complete refinement, perfect refinement, one should know that they are just as these are described in the brief summary above, where the suchness is taught as being free of four factors, a perceived, perceiver, the object that is expressed or signified, and the signifying expression. So these are the four points that we learned about last night from the brief explanation, that suchness is beyond these, this duality, and this possibility of there being something to describe and some description of it. The suchness that transcends these four is pure being, that is its definition.
Sonam do de tam jedo.
Second, the ground. The ground consists of the whole of phenomena. And supreme teachings. The whole of the sutra collection.
Nibam, chunyi jene ne, jikang jubar sabakoyne nyomomba da namzang gudube, hizi chu tamje, chu nam tamje chunyi jene. Juzi sonrab yinla chunyi jubube, dode tamje yinban dodo.
The 12 branches of the Buddha's speech describe the different styles in which the Buddha taught. And each style has its own section of that. So one of them is the teaching that was transmitted through melody. That refers to all the teachings that the Buddha sang to his students. And then there is the section of teaching given in poetic verse, and the section of the Buddha's teachings about his past lifetimes, and so forth. These are three of the 12, just to give you an example.
There's
one section called the extensive teachings, and this includes most of the Mahayana teachings, because in most Mahayana teachings you find there's a brief explanation and then there's an extensive explanation.
Sanje je sonrab la tupa samba tusam je hyukpa le la drupto la mamang banjuwe se na dene tanda sonrab te sutam je chunye ji gire nere.
Genuine reality, you have to adopt some and reject others. And so relative phenomena constitute the ground of your practice and your achievement of that practice's goal. So that's why relative phenomena are included. And then in terms of the ultimate nature, the way that you progress on the path to the attainment of the fruition is by gaining a firm understanding that reality, that the reality of all these relative phenomena is beyond conceptual fabrication. That there is actually no phenomenon on which to focus. There's no reference point in genuine reality. And the process of going through the paths and progressing through these refined phenomena is by doing that, by recognizing the lack of conceptual reference point. So that's why it's included. And then the term ground is applied to the second, meaning the teachings, because freedom from unclarity about how to practice the path is gained through the pursuit of listening to and reflecting over the Supreme Teachings.
The
first of the six points about pure being is its defining characteristics. And as the root text says, then it refers us back to the initial presentation when in the concise presentation of the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, then pure being's characteristics are described there. So the point here, in terms of the structure of the text, is first, in the beginning, we are given a brief explanation about what samsara is and what its characteristics are, and what pure being is, nirvana is, and what its characteristics are. But then, when we get into the expanded explanation, then we need to go back, because when we're getting ready to actually engage in pure being, then again we need to look back and remember what the defining characteristics of the pure being that we wish to understand and realize what these defining characteristics are. So at this point we go back and look at that again.
Then in the capsule, chunyi jekhe mato chu jekhe de tanda yayu di jumzin de chu jekhe de de tzaba tang de wa kale kale lo no jiranzo ha koku di sambayo.
I'm getting in right now to defining the expanded explanation of pure being. I'm leaving aside the expanded explanation of phenomena because I think that if you read the root verses and the commentary carefully, then you'll understand.
Chinyi ndone jatay nene chunan tamje sunram dode tamje do.
Read the lines of root verse from these two sections. The defining traits in brief are just as they are. The ground consists of the whole of phenomena and supreme teachings, the whole of the sutra collections.
Tasumba. Ninji Sumba Nepan Jeban, Tela Neparin Jeban, Ne, Tekpa Chimbun Dodela, Tempe Tsuji Yisibe, Dupe Jolan Tamche Do, Kisong. Don Tela, Tene Neparin Jeba Kisavane, Tekpa Chimbun Dode, Gondon La Tempe, Dode La Tempe, Tsurgin. yile sepe, tsorgin yile sepe, manorpa yile sepe, jolan tamche le kheto. Te jumtsin chi isere, jumtsin chi isere ngenji sa nyamna, ngenji yinlan hi gu, yukubu jumtsin kanyi nyana. Tsolan ta jol, tekwa chenpu, tsolan ta jolan to, dode le, chetar sompen, dode gondong yin hi ne, Hirab som je goni, yele seba la ten te, chunye je ton, ngeparan je pa am, ngun senba la teke je sao, chunye je ton, ngun som to towa mare, chunye je ton la ngehi chepar chen chi pa la, tene ngenji si ya pare.
Now we look on page 117. Are at the third point, which is the first of the four that describe how one relates to pure being in an ever-increasing and more subtle way. So the first is definitive verification. And here the root verse reads, the term definitive verification of this refers to the whole of the path of application, composed of appropriate mental cultivation, based on the sutra collections of Mahayana. The term definitive verification of this refers to the whole of the path of application, composed of appropriate mental cultivation, based on the sutra collections of the Mahayana. And the commentary reads, the term definitive verification of the meaning of this is explained as referring to the whole of the path of application. So the path of application, or the path of junction, this is the second path of the five. And the commentary goes on, this path of application, which is composed of appropriate mental cultivation based on the intended meaning of the sutra collections of Mahayana. If one wonders why the term definitive verification is used, it indicates that through cultivating the mind on the paths of accumulation and application, by nurturing the three types of precise knowledge in accord with the content of the sutra collections, the meaning of pure being is definitively verified, that is to say, confirmed. So the paths of accumulation and application are the first two paths. When you're still an ordinary being, that's where you start. And what you do on these paths is you verify for yourself. You gain certainty for yourself in what pure being is, what the nature of reality is. And the way you do that is by developing the precise knowledge, the prajna, of listening, reflecting, and meditating. And through this, you gain certainty. The meaning of pure being is definitively verified. You gain certainty in what it is. You do not yet have a direct realization of it, but you have certainty about what it is. And you refine that certainty more and more. That is what happens on these first two paths.
Then do pa chong hin cho ki pa pa re zu xia ba re do pa chong an do yong le xian ba chong an do yong ngai ngong zan ta jia ge cho ki ba de pa pa re zu xia do pa chong hin cho ki ba yong ne den ne pa 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 sa to tu ge di shen ne do chong ki cho ki pa pa re zu xia
if you're wondering who is one who is able, has the qualities to be able to progress through these two paths, to the path of the noble ones, the paths of the noble ones, beginning with the path of seeing, then there are descriptions of that. So, and they're different for the different jhanas. So for the Shravakayana, it is said that one who has the potential to be a noble being is someone who has few desires and a mind of contentment. So that means that you're able to be happy with the barest of necessities, and you don't want any more. If you're like that, then you have the qualities of someone who can become a noble Shravaka. And so then the opposite of that is someone who does not have the qualities to be a noble being. So if you, meaning that if the person has very strong desires, very strong attachment to the sense pleasures, and no contentment, meaning however much they get, they always want more, and that person is not able, does not have the qualities at that time to be able to become a noble Shravaka. That type of person cannot achieve the fruition of being an Arhat.
The Tekpa Chenpo Lohla Sancho Senpa Rekde Tikchen Je Rekde Rang Yin Je Sampa Chenpo Yopa Nyingi Chenpo Yopa Nata Nyenpo Tang Dhamma Lutu Te Makom Naya Rang Yin Je Sampa Tang Rang Yin Je Nyingi Yopa Taso Tene Tikchen Je Rekse Yopa
Rekse. So then, according to the Mahayana, one who has the potential to become a noble being is someone who naturally has love and compassion. Meaning that even before they get the pith instructions for how to cultivate love and compassion, they naturally feel that for others.
Tene jase ngorcho tomi. Sipa chungu kapso nam hachan ramo yepa kapso sarudan rote nana cho lo du jere mala lo yung war lep yung war chukku kare yin sewa chedu lapa kapso simji mambu chana kalikapo do tera kapya yin sewa tene panto na te tu choma chang ten na kapya war ten rao te tene tanda Nyenpo la mātupā, gōmpā la mātupā nyingi yipa se na, then sāñcū sāmbirī sūyā.
Rikti kāpsu se na, sātopā sātopē nūpāyā.
Sātopē nūpāyā rā, sāñcū sāmbā la mjortu gūrī, mūne sāñcū sāmbā chāgirī. Sāñcū sāmbirī. Sancho Semperic Sijita Ninji Yindu Drabala Drupapola Sancho Semperic Sira.
So the best example of this Mahayana potential coming out is in the story of the Tibetan Bodhisattva Murchi Togme, the author of the 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva. When he was very young, once in the winter time, came back to his family's house naked. And his parents asked him, where did you put your clothes? And he said, well, there were some sentient beings who were cold, so I had to cover them. So when his parents went outside and looked, they saw that he had put his clothes on top of an anthill in order to keep the ants warm. That's the example of somebody, he never had known teachings about how to be compassionate or the importance of compassion, but he felt it naturally. So he was somebody who definitely was of the family of the bodhisattvas, had the potential to be a bodhisattva.
Tētāpa sāñcū sīmpe rīk yobatī, tīne tīkpa chēmpo sāñcū yodō ngāne sīmchī, sīmchīn jītū, tōndō sāñcī jītū, kōmpa tōpa kēlā na, tīne dāndā sāñcū sīmpa sīkri, sāñcū sīmpe tīkpa chēmpo lānu yobarī.
So somebody who naturally has compassion and naturally likes to be a benefit to others is someone who has the potential to be a bodhisattva. And then if they give rise to bodhicitta, the desire to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, and they accept, they believe in the teachings on ultimate bodhicitta, the true nature of reality, then they can become an actual bodhisattva. Not just have the potential, but they can become an actual bodhisattva.
で、てばちんべらの曲で言動のばら。そんなんで引きちょにさごれ。ちょにじなにてんたんぼそんなんじょそさごれ。そんなんじょちょて。てねだんだ。現場ちょちょんだんだ。ずばたずそんなんじょちょれ。やんてねんちゅてんいばらがんよ。ちょちょちょば。ちょちょけれかじゃば。てすたんじかんが。
In order to progress on the bodhisattva path, then one needs to accumulate both merit and wisdom. These are the two accumulations. And the one that's more important in the beginning is merit. And the way you accumulate merit is by practicing the first three transcendent practices or paramitas, meaning generosity, ethics, and patience. And the way you can put this into practice is, for example, working on building stupas or building temples or working at the Dharma Center, whatever Dharma activity it might be that helps people practice the Dharma. That's an accumulation of merit.
Donna.
So in short, everything that someone does to help the Dharma, everything someone who works at the Dharma Center does, is an accumulation of merit. And the harder it is, the more merit you get. And this is all included in the first of the five paths, the path of accumulation. Accumulation refers to the accumulation of merit.
Dene turam der, turap, turam nyetik bander tanda. Dene nubso da, Europe da, America da, Kenya da, chunje, kasa kala ye, chucho mambu chukundu, chucho ke lagan da, chuyten da, mambu chukundu. Tiso tam je dene, ta,
These days, the Dharma is spreading to a great degree in the West, and everything that the Dharma practitioners in the West do to help that happen is an accumulation of merit, whether it be starting Dharma centers or working at Dharma centers or building meditation retreats or stupas or temples, and all of that is part of the Mahayana path of accumulation.
Tene tara chutsu tari rajila tene chutin mandava mambundo chutin chigide tene tombarambu chikodon chutin dere rajila chutin mambundo tasa tamje tene sonam chitsore sonam chitsore chitsore kundundagre.
For example, in the Rocky Mountains, there are many stupas, and the greatest, the biggest, is Trungpa Rinpoche's stupa that houses his enlightened relics. And all of the activity that goes into building and maintaining these stupas is part of the path of accumulation.
Chepat da dorje tebe lola, dene rang lam kodong chu din de zo yena, yan su na ji cho ha chen che bure.
And particularly according to the Vajrayana, when you build a stupa that houses your own gurus, enlightened relics, then that is an incredible accumulation of merit.
Tene chepa do chari chu zo ko chung bar mo ji ko don chu den zo so lo mang bo la ka ba che ni yin so ta tan da yin ta ra ne yang ta so pe ha le ye ye pa do tem bo ki ta so.
And with regard to the great stupa of Dharmakaya, it took many years to build it. It was a difficult process, but now it's completed and the consecration has been completed and it's amazingly great. It is so wonderful to have such a support for the Dharma.
And like the
stupa, many other stupas are being built all over the West.
What is okanga so namji tore?
And all of that is an accumulation of merit.
Then the hiji tosa bala tongbani tokore, tongbani la lobjonse, tongbani la nihiji, pena longamangazu hirab nyamahibare, talo tanda. Chunyi nanji xebare, chunyi jitong, tongba nye jitong, xehele. Chunyi tan tongba nye jitong la, ngay xe jine lobjong se na, yang yi xe jitso.
And the accumulation of wisdom means to gain certainty in the true nature of reality. And you do this by study. So last year we looked at the Sun of Wisdom, about Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the Middle Way. This year we're looking at Maitreya's distinguishing phenomena of pure being. If you read these books, you think about them, you gain certainty in their meaning. And then all of that is the accumulation of wisdom, because you are gaining more and more wisdom about emptiness, about pure being.
Then Jolan de Tongbanyila, Jolan de Lojong Sen and Hichi, then a gomgor, Magomna Jolan de Jugumar, Gom de, then a Tongbanyi, Tongan Sum, Hengi, Tata Dana, Men Barbataso, Tambo Trujere, Tayin, Mambala, Tongbanyi, Tobata, Heng Tata Dana, Men Barbayindo, Tas to Sum Capsu True. Zemo
And then you get to, so on the path of accumulation, your relationship to the true nature of reality, you mainly cultivate through listening and reflecting. You meditate, but the main priority is that you gain certainty. And then the path of junction, or the path of application, is marked by when you start to emphasize more meditation than listening and reflecting. And the path of junction has four levels. So the first of these is called heat, because it's like when you rub two sticks together, before you get the actual fire, then you get some heat. And similarly, before you have direct realization of emptiness, that is like the fire, then you get some sign that this is coming. And that's the first level. Because at this point, your virtue, your positive actions are uninterrupted, become uninterrupted. And so it's the peak of worldly virtue. Then the third level is called patience. Because when you get to this point, then you have no more fear of emptiness. And the fourth is called supreme worldly dharma. Because this is the highest level of understanding, of achievement, before you become a noble bodhisattva. It's called the supreme worldly dharma.
Dona jolanki jogu bhajamjente papasa tambo la jorbar se bich thona la jorbar se bichani jolan se.
Next point is encounter, contact. The encounter attained because of authentic view. It is the path of vision. On which the suchness attained is in a fashion direct. Whatever experienced. The encounter attained because of authentic view is the path of vision on which the suchness attained is in a fashion direct. Whatever experienced.
Rikpa rikpa ki savane yuchin shirab je chini shirab je meki jitin lendepe yang de batava tupse thum lanje thunam to thum lamje thunam to tenje tamayimba Sosuchibu gomba kapsu tuenche mengdan rete gombare, ngun sum do gomto gombare. Tuenche tsamma yinba, nyam yato, chunyiji, ngun sumji tsoto, yorte yinyi tongbanyi, tongbangji tremam, taba ngun sumdo topchen, ji topji kapsu, yang tabe tabe,
Yeah. has authentic view, which transcends the world, has here been attained with the eye of knowledge as the seer. This is the path of vision on which the object suchness, purged of all defilements, eliminated through seeing, is actually attained during meditative equipoise in a fashion which is wholly direct, not merely as an abstract idea. Whatever is experienced during the post-meditative state is then seen from the perspective of authentic view. So when you get to this point, what marks it is that you directly realize pure being. You directly realize the true nature of reality. You do that with your eye of prajna. And what has happened is that all of the obscurations, all of the defilements that prevent you from seeing this true nature of reality directly have been eliminated. And you see it. So that's why it's called the path of vision or the path of seeing. And the difference here between your relationship to pure being now and before is that before you could only relate to it as an abstract idea. It was still an abstraction, not part of direct experience. Now you realize it directly. And whatever you experience in post-meditation, you then see from the perspective of this having realized this view.
Then you need to don't know. Tonglan Toba, Papasa Toba, Satambo Rabdo Gaba Toba. Then in London, Sini Baranju, the Chibatan, Chipare, Tonda Chipare.
So, this event you could call realizing pure being. You could call it attaining or becoming a noble bodhisattva. It's also called attaining the first bodhisattva ground, the ground of excellent joy. These all mean the same.
Then Nyam Yado, Chuni, Chuji Yin, Chuni, Tongbani, Trupa the Travaton, one from the Tobare, one from the Tote, Jitop to Tene, one from the Tope, Nyam Yongte. Tene tanda nyamnyong te nyamnyong an tokpa te yin le khe du khe pa kap za tene taba se gus.
When you have this realization, then in your meditation, you are resting perfectly within pure being, within Dharma Dhatu, within emptiness beyond conceptual fabrication. And in your post-meditation, you have the ability to teach others about your experience and lead them to it.
Then in Naraman Tompe Chuni Jitung, one sum to Thomas and Nantunam. Tonlan Tope, Rabdo Gava, Cheparchen Chibesena, Satambo, Rabdo Gava. So Suchi, we sell him Papa Satopesena, Papa Satambo, then that was it.
Since now you see something, namely pure being that you've never seen before, then this path is called the path of seeing or the path of vision. Since you have reached a level that is more noble, that is more extraordinary than anything in the sphere of experience of ordinary sentient beings, it is said you have become a noble bodhisattva. And when this happens, since you experience excellent joy, then this ground, this bhumi, is given the name excellent joy.
Tene sa tambo rado gaba tobe tse, jimbe parir de zembe nyamli, tar semba maren, cho do jirba tobare. Pena rangi hya jene jimba tawan layan. Tene shumba meba gaba cheper jiyo no, gaba cheper jiyo ba, donga meba tenda u yino, sato sato be semba ta semba yinba, jiba zoto gure sombre. Rāṅhyā tālā kūpār sēpā yī nāndu mārāṅ pōpā jūrīyān jūrī sūmūrī. Dāvā trāpē, omān jūpārī.
So this third path then, out of the five paths, the third path, the path of vision, corresponds to the first of the ten noble bodhisattva grounds. The ground of excellent joy. That's how they match up. And when you reach this bodhisattva ground of excellent joy, it's the first one, and so the practice of the ten paramitas that you emphasize is the first paramita of generosity. Except that now you emphasize it in an extraordinary way. You give to the total limit, meaning you give of your own flesh even, to people who need it. You give in a way that you are enthusiastic and also free of any suffering when you do that. So normally, whether somebody has achieved the first bodhisattva ground or not is not visible to others because it's a mental quality. But Chandrakirti writes in his text Entering the Middle Way that if you see somebody enthusiastically and happily giving away their own flesh, then that is a sign of something that could ordinarily not be seen. So if you see somebody not only with enthusiasm giving away their own flesh, because others can also do that enthusiastically, but also with happiness, meaning that it doesn't cause them any suffering, and then can tell that this person has achieved the first bodhisattva ground because nobody else can do that.
Then Sancho Sambhata Saman Cholanda Jolampe Ninji Topje Hyache de Lakpan Ravoche Ne Jimba Tana Yang Tang Tanda Jopa Mena Yang Dene Chorva Dunga Yabar Hibare Tony Matope Sena Chorva Dunga Yabar.
Ordinary bodhisattvas on the paths of accumulation and application will also, out of the power of compassion, give away their flesh, give away their arm or other parts of their body, and they'll do that without regret, but not without pain. For them it hurts. Because they don't have the realization of the true nature of reality yet.
Tene turam der mi hyakchu jimi lekha yapu cheba la tene tha jimba tawa karma jimba tawa kahe mi jimba tawa tezo telu do tezo tam je ten sanju sempe jopa tawa jis te mare kahe sanju sempa sema yin sigiri kahe papa yin papa tam pama yin yin sigiri.
And these days, actually, doing this is much easier because you can go to the hospital and give blood, or you can be an organ donor, like with a kidney, or some people even give their eyes. And all of this is in harmony with bodhisattva karma. For some people who do it, it might actually be bodhisattva conduct because they are.
Ripa yanda dato zir dhomva lanje munsum sota teji nito yanzo nyoma kanyin bahu ya. Tangapa Jesus Tokpar sepa, yanyang tenghe nyambar yogoyle. Sanchuk ju so ju doba, thamje la ter joba te. Gomlan te ne gombe pawar sepa trama nam. Gomba ke trama jangwa septo, gomba wo.
The path of meditation, the fourth path, corresponds to the second through the tenth noble bodhisattva rounds. And the second through the seventh bodhisattva, noble bodhisattva grounds, are called the impure bodhisattva grounds. And the reason for that is that on these bodhisattva grounds, you still have a type of clinging called clinging to characteristics. So what you don't have anymore, once you reach the first bodhisattva ground, is any more clinging to things as being truly existent, That's completely gone. But you still have clinging to the appearance of characteristics of things, even though you know those characteristics are not real. And then once you get though to the eighth round, then even that clinging to characteristics you don't have anymore. And so the eighth, ninth, and tenth rounds are called the pure bodhisattva rounds. And all you have left at that point is called clinging to duality. You have just the mere appearance of duality. That's all that's left in terms of an obscuration.
Nyambar yabba kaabzu tongpa nye je tongna tse che du ya. Jitok da tani suena je tso sa gare. Suena je tso sa pa la sa ye yong jong se gare.
From the second through the tenth bodhisattva grounds, what you do is, in meditative equipoise, meditate one-pointedly in emptiness. And then in the post-meditative state, you accumulate merit. And this is on each ground in a different way. A different paramita becomes more important, becomes your specialty. And this is called the way of thoroughly purifying the obscurations of each ground.
Then Jamba Yang Jini Sana Doji Sai Nimbo Driba Namsen Nam. Namka nyambo samba kwenda zambo te nyeba sechin jesi gire. Nyeba sechin jesi teso tene takpa sacho junta la neba. Sacho jun, tepa chimbe lola jun rambo yore. Sacho jun je tama la neba. Neba sancho samba re. Sacho la neba maze. Sacho jun je tama la neba re. Tene drapa te nina chakin chaba yore. Nina chakin chaba te Nyembo Dorje Tabi Pang De Chom De De Sangye Nuk.
The bodhisattvas like Avalokiteshvara and Manjushri and Vajrapani and Samantabhadra and Maitreya and others are the eight, called the eight heart sons of the Buddha. And they are the ones who are not only have they reached the tenth bodhisattva ground, but they are at the end of it. And all that needs to happen at that point is to rest in the Vajra-like samadhi. Because even at that point, you still have some obscuration, but the obscuration consists of the tiniest, the most subtle of dualistic appearance. And once you rest in the what's called the Vajra-like samadhi, that is what eliminates even this most subtle obscuration of duality, and then you're perfectly enlightened Buddha.
And
all of these of the closest disciples of the Buddha were originally ordinary sentient beings who practiced on the path and progressed through all of the paths of ordinary as well as noble bodhisattvas, and then now are at the culmination of the path.
Tene Arya Tare Tavayena Tambo Yang Pume Taman Pare Tene Jarpu Pomo Yihi Davar Kocheva Yi Tepa Chempo Sanjon Jodo Semche Samba Tse Mepe Samba Tse Mepa La Tene Semche Mangbo Semche Mangbo Semche Sanje Majapa La Jemba Tang Tene Sona Je Tso Sa Meen Jepa Chuyin Jepa Tokro Jin Jepa La Sopa Jekwale chopar tam chene, tene bhama dang, durma dang, nyurma dang, pamula sopar meng thore. Tene tanda tene yedam dang, yer me bacho. Drema nishu chakchek la sopa, yeva mangbo yore, lamonto so mangche wa drema trupan rabo shikre. Ten rabo sanje me chapa, yedam je la dang, yer me bacho pare, 대대네 다 삽주 준탈을 내 바래 삼아요.
And I composed some verses to summarize Tara's story and also the way in which she protects from the 16 kinds of fear. And these verses have been translated into English. So if you're interested in reading those, then he will give them to you. And they tell Tara's story in a concise and clear way.
Then Lord Ju Tezo, Tsakye Tang, Jigba Chodok Tezo, Tsakye Zuyo, Lela Vuyo.
And since I describe this in the form of verses, then it's easy to understand.
Dina Bone Trupto Mantam Je Dwayma Trupa Tang, Yang Pume Sem Zangbo Tezo Yang Dwayma Re Samgato, Dwayma Trupa Re Samgato Pabacha.
And in Tibet, the Tibetans have a tradition that any woman who is a good practitioner and who has a lot of compassion, they think is an emanation of Tara. It's like that. If we look at this explanation from the perspective of the noble Bodhisattva Brahmas, then it said Nagarjuna has achieved the first noble Bodhisattva Brahmas. A Sangha, the third. The highest are the eight heart sons of the Buddha. They are the end of the temple.
Gom Lanji Sanjo Zoji Dupati Tene Tema Zerve Se. Yeah.
Together, we'll read this verse. Although reality has been seen by awareness, recollection, the path of meditation, composed of factors inducing enlightenment, is needed to eliminate the stains.
Tambuni, never the Tom
about complete immersion into the core of pure being has two parts. The first is the character of ultimate transformation, meaning identifying the essence of ultimate transformation. And second, the expanded explanation of its distinctive features, of the distinctive features of ultimate transformation. And in the first of these, the character of ultimate transformation, the verse reads, here into its core complete is suchness rendered free of any stain, where all appear exclusively as suchness, and this completes the transformation as well.
Nirva Tambu Chu Tamje Ne Lo Te Yini Te Konani Don Dambedem Chu Ji Yin Te La. Ne churba tsam sa tangbo ni ne jo yu ne yang tatok san der ne jo tato pa chupa yin san ge na ne jo tar sa ko ya.
In the commentary explains, here is the point at which immersion into the core of that suchness, arrival at essence of suchness, of the precise nature of emptiness, of Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of genuine reality, of genuine reality, ultimate truth. Immersion into the core of that suchness, which is the abiding nature of all phenomena, has been completed. This is the suchness rendered free of any superficial stain, any obscuration, where all phenomena whose fundamental being and appearance have been reconciled in every respect appear exclusively as suchness. So until this point, there has been a difference. The difference has been growing less and less. But there has been a difference between the way things appear and the way they actually are. Their apparent reality and their true nature. So at this point, there's no more difference. What appears is just the way it is. And the way it is what appears. Suchness. And this completes the transformation in its fullest sense as well. Transformation as such is present from the first bodhisattva level onwards, but it is at this final level of Buddhahood that ultimate transformation is accomplished. There are what follows in the text, an explanation of the different aspects of transformation. And if you read these parts, we won't go over them now, but if you read them slowly and carefully, then you'll understand what they're about.
Then the nature said you that said nature no changing thing that the Shankanta nature, Ranga Lunga Yesomyan Takpa nature, then Rabban Jotar.
Basically, transformation refers to how it is that all of the outer, the physical environment transforms into a pure land. How your own body, speech, and mind also transform and become pure.
Then in Nanjur Hijur, then Kolo Sambil, sorry. Kolo Parbala Nanjur Higamado, Dubatravari.
And this explanation of transformation comes from the final turning of the wheel of Dharma, not the middle turning, because the middle turning teaches that the true nature of reality is beyond conceptual fabrication. Now please listen to the story and sing the songs of the chapter from Milarepa's 100,000 songs called Likor Chapo. And we will meditate and sing together. Generally, you meditate a lot. And so now you can see how to meditate while singing, how to combine singing and meditation.
Then, Lekor Charabe Korte, Malare Bala, then, Thoram Lorde, Pechava, Kakhe Tsobaja, then, Teletene, Gorsong Bada, Hajaya Boyere.
This story of Likor Charuwa is the story of Milarepa going to a philosophical university, and is the story of his debates with the students of this university, and then the songs that he sang to them. So it's really a wonderful story.
Yeah. 야, 딴 거 롱이 있어요. 러지 롱, 딴 거. 데니 러진 데라야 야보이래. 도는 러지, 단다, 단바스, 쇠바자사, 롭타텐사, 데니 데나니 레콜차라바 로마차바레. 로지테야 야보이. 데네 송거트서 하찬 사모리 양니언스 로나레 베사부차.
Both the stories and the songs here are very good. The story is nice because it's a story of Milarepa going to a university and first debating with the students there because they didn't invite him. And then after that, they eventually developed faith in him, and one of them became Milarepa's student. They were traveling very close to him. So that in itself is a good story. And as well, the songs that Milarepa sings in this chapter are very profound, very helpful towards practice.
Then Dambon Tseniji, Hedrabusu, Samsur, Dandong, Dexator, then a consul Samson, Jorte consul Tebachi, Tinaniji, Loma Javari, then Dawo.
You can see how the university students initially thought of Milarepa and how they were violent towards him when they first met him. But then how their thoughts and attitudes changed, and in the end they developed faith in him. And that happens when someone is presented with authentic view, meditation, and
conduct,
that can transform one's mind. A person can have mistaken views and doubts, but they aren't truly existent. They arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions, and therefore they can change.
Yeah, ta-ta-ta, malarepa mulam.
Now we will sing Milarepa's aspiration prayer. We haven't written this down yet, so please do.
Bambam, Jaga Namja Balam Ro, Zibandole Ro Vadro Va.
Langre, langre.